Hello, Legal Shield family. This is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell. It's time for 5 Minutes Strong. Today, I'm going to do the first of a three-part series on getting stuff done. Stuff. GSD. How do we get stuff done? And the first thing I'd like to really stress today in part one is that, you know, whenever you feel stuck and you're not getting stuff done, if you ever feel overwhelmed, the lesson is it's probably the process that has been failing you. It's not really the tools, it's the process. And a sound process will beat fancy tools any day. Let's take for a moment the concept of chaos versus perhaps your process. The more chaotic you feel, the less efficient the process is. Conversely, you could have way more to do than anyone else, yet operate more efficiently. Why? Because you have a well-designed process. Again, it's not about just tools and apps. The focus you need to have to get stuff done is on processes. Your productivity and time management will skyrocket with the right process. I've got a few pointers that I want to lay out for you in terms of being able to try and get that done. The first one is find your single source of truth. Now, again, I'm not being anti-technology because there are some great tools, but I find the paper and pen works pretty well. As an example, how do you make your grocery list? Is it, you know, with tech or do you just jot down a list? How about journaling? You know, when you have a gratitude check, when you set your objectives, I can tell you, I've got my journal right here, you know, in Legal Shield purple. I got it right here. I take notes every day in my meetings. I also write down my plans, my strategies, my tactics. You know, if you ever think about health, you know, if you lay down like, what are your goals for, if you're going to run, you're going to work out, how do you do a workout plan? Strategies for your finances. You know, I take a lot of notes on things that I hear about business and the economy and finances. Random thoughts that cross my mind. All those things probably are pen and paper, okay? So that's my only point is that sometimes low tech is a better process than high tech. I will say that when it comes to technology, use one calendar for everything, okay? You don't want to have multiple calendars like, oh, this is my personal calendar, this is my professional. There are only 24 hours in the day, and time doesn't distinguish between what is personal time and private time. So you want to keep coordinated. Just choose a calendar, use it for all of your appointments so that you can see how much time you have each day for critical elements. You should know that I block out time for deep work. I block out dedicated time to reach out and contact people. I try and maintain a very specific rhythm of contact with people, one-on-ones with all the critical people in the field as well as in the home office, but then also reach out to people that I just want to say, hey, what's going on a periodic basis. It's in the calendar. Even if it feels personal, it's in the calendar. It's the only way to get things done. I will tell you that LS Engage is a good way to track your team and communicate with your team, but again, technology alone is not a process. Get into a discipline. Second item I want to talk about today. Stop chasing the everything app. It's related, okay? No one tool is going to be doing it for everything. Some people use Trello or Notes or Notion or Keep. The only thing that I would say is that a lot of the tools you want to be purpose-built, like Prospect by Legal Shield. You shouldn't take something that's not from our business and try and make it work in our business. Use the tools that we've created that are purpose-built for the activities that are critical to success in the business. Third point, you want to review often. Could be daily, smaller things, weekly, monthly, yearly, but the critical element is do a little bit regularly. This is key to proactively preventing yourself from getting to a place where you feel overwhelmed with tasks because too many things are slipping through the cracks. Let me give you an example. Let's say that every Friday, this is what I do. I go through and I clean up any tasks that maybe have, you know, languished, they've fallen through. And I, you know, what should I do, you know, to address them? They could be that I was going to write something, or that I was going to contact somebody, or that I was going to schedule a meeting. If I didn't get it done, I just write those same tasks again on my to-do list for the next week. Every Friday, go through that type of thing. Sometimes people do it at the end of the day and they carry forward. It's quite frankly a Franklin Covey technique. Whatever you didn't get done on your list today, just rewrite it again tomorrow and prioritize it. And those things that never make the priority list, maybe you don't need to do them at all, or maybe you need to move them up the list of priorities. Following this process gets you right into the heart of smashing things efficiently, and it also helps you identify if there are blockers, procrastination blockers, to your progress. But that is going to be a theme for the second phase of GSD, part two. My friends, you know that our time is now. The thing that you have to ask yourself is, you know, are you doing the things that are going to define your destiny? Are you willing to put in the work? Are you making the right choices? Because you've got to determine that your time is right now. Look, for all of our lives, we've been asked to wait. We've been told, you know, that we had to wait for equality, wait for freedom. But we are stronger now, and we will wait no longer. There's more of us, because our time is right now. Reverend King told us that now is the time to prove real the promises of democracy, to be able to pursue the paths of opportunity and of freedom, of justice. Because right now it's time for a change. That's what makes it our time right now. God bless you, and I'll see you on the other side.